Prayer of Healing for Sick Family and Friends by Wendy Van Eyck. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Jeremiah 17:14. Some time ago, I sat in an office where an oncologist told my husband after 3 battles with cancer that sometimes you just have to have faith. I sat there and thought about how the burden of healing sickness is never on the patient, how it is never even on a doctor, but how it is always, always on God. The burden of healing rests on the shoulders of my big, gracious God, who turns when I touch the hem of his garment. The burden of healing falls on my God, who knows the plans he has for me, even when my own hopes collapse around me. The burden of healing doesn't lie in saying just the right words or praying something that sounds beautiful. I don't know about you, but that frees me up to pray a little more boldly for God to heal. I don't know if you need healing from a sickness or if you know a family member or friend who does, but if you're searching for words, you're welcome to borrow some of mine. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love the one who needs healing. I know that you hate what illness is doing to them, to me. I ask that you would heal this disease, that you would have compassion and bring healing from all sickness. Your word says in Psalm 107:19-20, that when we call out to you, the Eternal One, you will give the order, heal, and rescue us from certain death. In the Bible, I have read of miraculous healing, and I believe that you still heal the same way today. I believe there is no illness you cannot heal after all the Bible tells of you raising people from the dead. So I ask for your healing in this situation. I also know from my experience of life on earth that not everyone is healed. If that happens here, then keep my heart soft towards you. Help me to understand your plan and help me to be excited about heaven. God, I thank you that the one who needs healing belongs to you, and that you are in control of everything that happens, from our first breath to our last sigh. Amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.